Help me, God, I pray to your Father.
I can truly say within my heart, brothers, I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, Brother Dave. Lord, help me, God. I pray, Heavenly Father.
And sure as I stand in your presence, Brother Coy, Brother Fred, there's a better place waiting on God's children. And if you want to go to that land today, the Lord made the plan of salvation, Brother Long, and He made it just the way He wanted it. He made it in a good and perfect way, and that choice is yours today. Children, I can't save nobody, and I don't want nobody to come like Brother Terry got up here and said, I don't want no man. But brothers, I can truly say this from the bottom of my heart. You brethren might not need me, Brother John, but I need you all. But most of all, Brother Lewis, we need each other, brothers. I would hope that Brother Junior Ruggles, we could live our lives so close that the wind couldn't come between us and tear us apart.
Lord, help me, God, I pray.
I don't know the hearts of none here today, but this Bible tells me, children, he's a heart searcher and he's a rain trier, brothers.
Lord, help me, God.
You know, there's hope in this world today, but a lot of men and women's got their hope in their own thing, Brother Long. I'm glad when I got on my knees one night, children, I went down a sinner. But bless the good Lord, when I came off my knees, I came up a millionaire, brothers. He promised me a mansion over there, Brother Coy Tolliver. Not only did he promise me, he promised each and every one, Brother Long Bryant, that would call upon him and be saved. He said, unless you believe I am he, Brother Junior Ruggles, you'll die in your sins. Brother Terry, where I am, you cannot come. But children, he don't want nobody to go down to the land of the lost. If you go down there, it'll be for your own unbelief, Brother Fred. Because I read in this Bible, you know, he said he made Adam from the dust of the earth, brothers. And he said when he was creating Adam, he breathed down the breath of life in him and he became a living soul, Brother Junior Ruggles. I believe Brother John Fortner, that night I came off my knees when I was a sinner. He made me a living soul, brothers. He made a part of me, Brother Long. They'll take out here and they'll lay in the side of the earth. But it'll not be the end of me, Brother Junior. No, like his brother quoted me before, I want to be like old Job was. Just hide me away in the grave, Lord. But on that great and noble resurrection, call my name. And I answer for myself and not another. I want you to understand, and I'm going to say this, and I want you to understand and think about this. Not long ago, before I come to the Indian Bottom Association, I was in a remote meeting up home where I belong at. And there's a young man come and give his hand, the brothers. Announced the church door open. The first thing these brothers asked that brother, they said, have you been married before? He said, yes, I have. And said, I'm married again. They said, well, we can't take you in. He come back. And I sat there and I turned around and asked the moderator, I said, brothers, who's on trial here today? Is this brother on trial or is God on trial? God said to whosoever, Brother Terry Bryant, that would call upon him and believe in him, he wouldn't cast them out. What he did for me and what he'll do for you. He said it takes faith, brothers. That woman, brothers, I read in the Bible about a woman for 12 long years, Brother Junior, she suffered. But she believed in her heart that if she could touch the hem of his garment, she'd be made whole. And she was immediately made whole, Brother Terry.
Yeah, they didn't waste no time.
They weren't no second of guessing about it. The Bible says she was immediately made whole.
Absolutely.
And the good Lord knew something had happened, brothers. He turned around and said, somebody touched me.
Wow.
And they said, why, Lord? He said, I felt the virtue go out to someone. And that woman went to him and told him, said, it was me, Lord.
I was sick.
I was sick for 12 years. But I ain't sick no more, brothers. I can promise you one thing, children. Every trouble and every trial and every heartache you ever have, it'll be worth every mile you make, brothers, when you get to heaven.
Yes.
But I can stand and tell the good Lord, Lord, it's been worth every time I've laid on my bed and you've been right there inside of me, Brother Junior. I can say thank you, good Lord, and kneel down at his feet and tell him thank you, Brother John.
Yes.
Children, I don't want to put my confidence in no man. I'm serving one today, children, that when he come in, he said he'd stay there, Brother Junior.
He
said he'd never go out, brothers.
They got
He said, I'll take up my abode and I'll stay there. When you get up in the morning time, brothers, Brother John, he's there.
Yep.
As you go along your day, he's right there. He's the all-time God, Brother Long.
Full-time.
He's the full-time, and yet, but this is the greatest thing, though. He's big enough to save the whole world, brothers. Yet small enough to come down in a man's heart, brothers.
What about that?
He said in heaven, there'll be no more heartaches, brothers.
There won't be none.
Bible says, weeping endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, brothers. There's joy in this church today, children. If there wasn't no joy in it or no love in it, brothers, I could have stayed at my house up in Martin County this morning, brothers. I wouldn't have had to get out of bed this morning at 5:30, Brother John, and come this way. But I believe there's eternal salvation in this church too, Brother Terry. In God's church, there's eternal salvation. You can go out here to every church and you can find religion, but God's church will give you eternal salvation, brothers.
Amen.
Going out here having your name put on every church book ain't going to matter.
No.
Unless you've been born again, and brothers, I believe there's a godly sorrow, Brother Terry Browning.
It sets
up in me. That godly sorrow set up, I added the cost up one time, brothers. And the Lord showed me what I was by nature and what I must be by the grace of God, Brother Terry. I counted the cost up, and I realized that it took Him to save me, Brother Junior. There ain't a man in the world that can save theirself today. And if you're trying to, you better quit and go to the man who can, brothers.
That's exactly right.
He said, my sheep know my voice, Brother Junior.
Yeah.
And he said, a stranger they will not follow. I'm glad there's a voice going out today, Brother Terry, for my children and your children. You know, I hope if time permits that if he comes back, I hope I'll be able to look on the eastern sky and see the eastern sky split, Brother Terry, and see him coming after me. You know, everyone laid in these graveyards are going to get up. The ones that fell asleep in the arms of Jesus, Brother Terry, they're going to get up chained, brothers.
Absolutely.
And it ain't going to take long for a change, Brother Fred. The Bible says they'll be chained in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, Brother Junior. It'll be just like that. It's not going to be no long thought-out process, brothers. And when I wake, the Bible tells me, when I wake in His likeness, I'll be satisfied, brothers. I'm not satisfied right now, Brother John Fortner. I'm satisfied I'm in the Indian Bottom Association, but when I walk on the streets of gold, brothers, I'll be satisfied.
There you go.
I'll never have no more heartaches, never have no more troubles. We live in a world today where there are heartaches, troubles. And you know what? The closer you live to God, the more blessings you'll get, Brother Terry. I believe that. Because a couple of days ago, I went up and seen this old sister. She blown up in the Sardis Association, and she'd been sick. And she called me and asked me would I come up and see her. I said, yeah, give me a few minutes. She don't live very far from me. And I know her and her husband, they sang a lot in church and went up and in the hospital and seen her. Before I got ready to go, she was in the room with another woman. And before I got ready to go, she asked me, she said, Brother David, would you sing a song and hold prayer before you go? And I said, you might want to call your nurse and tell her what I'm about to do, because some hospitals, Brother Terry, has a problem with doing that.
That's their problem.
Well, the nurse come in and told her, she said, well, the only problem I've got if I can't hear him sing. And I don't know if a lot of them, you might not know how big the Pipeville Hospital is.
Oh, yeah,
but I went in and they asked her what she wanted sung, and she said, I wonder if my children will be on that train. Children, there's only three or four of us that was in the room. When I started singing that song, when I turned around, the whole room was full of people and nurses standing there. Tears coming down their eyes. One woman come and told me, she said, sir, I was on the other side of this hospital. But she said, I heard a bird singing. And then I heard the closer I got, I heard that bird still singing. Uh-huh. Children, it's the little things you do for people that God takes notice of, brothers. I've said that many a time. And when I got off my knees holding prayer, that sister had tears in her eyes, and one of her daughters asked her, said, "Mommy, what's wrong?" She said, "I boarded that train over 45 years ago, brothers, and that train's still passing by today for my children and yours, Brother John. They want to get on it, and Jesus is the captain of it, brothers.
Yes, sir.
It ain't going to make no detours neither, Brother Lewis. It's going to go one place, brothers.
One destination, brother.
And that one destination is Canaan's land, brother. I hope I've not said nothing to hurt nobody. Some of you know I've had a hard road to hoe last couple of months, but now I feel better. They've got me on new medicine. I've got a lot of my strength back. I feel better. And I hope I can get out and come more often, Brother John, than I do now. But I want to say this. When you get done praying for yourself and for your family, brothers, offer up a prayer on my behalf, brothers. Because you know what? It might be your prayers, brother, that God hears, Brother Terry. He'll hear mine, but he might take notice of theirs. And if you're a sinner, and if you're a sinner, and if you know somebody's sick, children, go see them. It's the best thing you can do. I've had people, brothers, I've been in this for 12 years. I've had people that's been sinners, Brother Lon, that would go see my mother. It would tickle my mother better than it would the moderator of a church come center, Brother John. Because them people showed her.